going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly from the movie Step Brothers. I forgot the names exactly in the movie, but either way, they got to stay clear of Mr. Gardocki. Joe Martin joins us now, Terminix owner, to talk about termite season and the swarm. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for taking the time with us. It's that time of year, isn't it?
It's that time of year, and actually, we saw some of our first termite swarms last night. We got a few reports of not heavy termite swarms, but we had some flying termites around some lights, windows, and street lights last night.
What should people do at, I always make the analogy every year, and you and I have had this conversation. It's like the Diary of Anne Frank. I sit there with the lights closed, telling the dog not to make a noise. We don't want anybody to know we're here with the lights off rather than everything sealed up. What kind of precautions do you have to take when they're swarming?
Well, first off, we like to say, hey, leave the lights on for at least a moment for you to walk around your house. See where the termites are coming from. Are they coming from a tree near your house? Do you have a mud tube coming from the ground into your house? Do you have mud tubes or swarm castles on your porch? And you may have termites in your wall. So it's a great opportunity just to take a walk around your house and let's see where the termites are coming from, because they show themselves one time a year. So, Tommy, it's like if you had a leak in your roof and it only rained one time a year, we'd probably be in the attic. Hey, where's the leak coming from? Let's find out where the termites are coming from. Some things we can do for termites is there's treatments to protect your house. There's a liquid barrier treatments and there baiting treatments. So those two types of treatments are pretty successful protecting your house against termites, with a liquid treatment being the most thorough and the most protective of a house, because it's like a moat around your house. Termites trail in the ground. They try to get in, and they're blocked.
I tried to do it myself one time, Joe, and I did more damage to the sheetrock than the termites could have ever done, because I thought I saw a kick out. It's not as easy as one would think to determine.
No, and you probably had a hurt back after.
Yeah, well, I just had to get the sheetrock guy in. It was embarrassing. It really was. So if you see a couple of termites in the house after the swarm, do you freak out or not?
No big deal if you see a few. Now, if we start seeing hundreds, 500 termites and over, it may be time to call a professional to come out, take a look, and get an inspection on the house.
What are some of the ways to see spot? I mentioned kick out. I know what that is. But for people that don't know, that would indicate you do have a termite problem.
Yeah, so we say kick out or swarm castle. Really, it's small mud dots on your wall. That's what you would look for. Even as small as a pencil tip, you'll just see a little mud dot on the wall, and that could be a kick out or a hole, or we call it a swarm castle, or something that looks a mud trail or a lump of mud against your house. Poke it with a pencil, poke it with a knife, see if termites come out. That would indicate some termites. And look in your trees for mud tubes, because these Formosa termites love to hang out in trees.
I have been with you guys for years and years and years and years. If somebody wants to get in touch with Terminix, how do they do it?
Give us a call at 504-834-7330 or check us out at TerminixNola.com.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Joe Martin, owner of Terminix, board-certified entomologist, first swarm last night. Oh, boy, it's that time of year. You've been known to swarm in the French Quarter. We'll talk to Freddie King. We come back, New Orleans City Council member, about garbage pickup and more right now. Time for WWL First News. 744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Joined by Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member, fellow Shaw graduate, and D.A. Jason Williams made sure he pointed that out the other day. How you doing, Freddie?
I'm doing fine, Tom. How you doing?
I'm all right. Did you hear him or not?
I did not hear him,
He made that distinction. He wanted to make sure that we got that out there. Let's talk about this trash contract. Now, I had Sidney Torres on yesterday. Tomorrow, I'm going to have Troy Henry on to present his side of this. I want you to tell me, you're the councilman for this district, what is going on with this trash contract?
Well, Tommy, the mayor decided to cancel or to notify Mr. Torres and Ivy Waste that she plans on canceling his contract in the next 90 or so days, and that the contract is going to be given to Troy Henry, who was awarded the contract, or who won the bid process back in the fourth quarter of last year.
All right, so how did Sidney Torres get the contract if Troy Henry won it? I'm trying to tell a story in a linear fashion here.
Sure. So Mr. Henry won a contract. However, he and his DBE, his subcontractor, Alvin Richards, with Richards Disposal, mm-hmm. could not agree to some terms of their contract. And we needed a sanitation provider for the French Quarter for the new year, because the previous company contract had expired. So at this time, we had nobody picking up trash. An emergency contract went out. Sidney Torres, Ivy Waste, was awarded that contract. And he started late December, early January, and has done a remarkable job keeping the quarter clean through Super Bowl, through Mardi Gras, through Sugar Bowl, French Quarter Fest, you name it.
So what happened? Was there an interim where the French Quarter was not getting cleaned after Henry got the contract, and it was an emergency thing to get Torres? Tell me what happened.
No. It was a – so once we realized as a council that the contract – that there was a dispute between Richards and his partner, we moved the sanitation department moved to have a new – to have an emergency contract. So emergency contract was bidded on, so there was never a gap between the last contract and – That expired in December, and Sidney Torres stepping up. There was no big gap.
So what is the situation now with the way Sidney Torres and Waste IV is performing their contract, and what's the quarter like on a daily basis?
Oh, Tommy, the quarter is great.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I am frequently in a court. I visit at least once a week. It smells great. It looks great. I hear from residents, from business owners, from visitors who are saying this is the best we've seen the quarter in quite some time. And I want to say, just make it very, very clear to the listeners, this decision was not made by me or members of the council. This was a decision made solely by the mayor and her advisors. I was never consulted. From what I'm being told, the residents of the quarter, the business of the quarter, the French Quarter Management District, they were never consulted. This was a unilateral decision made by the mayor and her people alone. And I think that's kind of a dangerous way of doing things. You always want to get as much information that you can get from those mostly affected. And in this case, that was just not done.
So do you know if the beef between, I don't know if that's the right word to use or not, but whatever the problem was between Troy Henry and the winning bidder and the subcontractor has been worked out, or what it's going to look like after?
Yes, I was told it's been worked out, and that's fine. And my position is, hey, you had a chance, and this is Freddie King speaking, you had a chance to start working. You couldn't. We had to move on to keep the French Quarter clean. The person that came in, they came in, they did a great job, and they're doing such a great job. I don't believe we should take that contract from them. They are pressure washing the streets 7 days a week when a contract requires to be done three times a week. They're hand wiping the trash cans. They're scraping gum off the street. They're doing everything above and beyond. They raised the bar so high, I think it would be a bad move to say, let's go with someone else when what we have, this known, proven commodity, is knocking it out the park. I think we need to keep things as it is, let the contract play out, and move from there.
So what does the law say, Freddie? I know you're an attorney, because if you got the request for proposals that goes out, and I used to be at one point when I quit school in UNO and went to the University of Life, I was a purchasing agent, so I know a little bit about these RFPs and how they have to they have to spell out exactly what needs to be done. Sometimes a vendor will help you write the proposal because you don't really know what it is that you're talking about, and that's not any kind of collusion or anything. It's just that they know a lot more about it than you do. Sometimes it can be done, it can be manipulated where the RFP is such that there's only one vendor that can provide that service. But we're going to take a break. We'll pick it up on the other side of this, because I'm wondering about the legal part of this. If the RFP said one thing and Sidney Torres raised the bar and went above and beyond that, it would seem as though the right thing to do, or the best thing to do in the interest of the French Quarter and the citizens, would be to stick with Sidney Torres. However, that may not be the legal thing. And then also, is there any way you can hold Troy Henry's company to the same standard as Sidney Torres is doing right now, if that's not what the original RFP called for? We'll pick it up. We come back with Freddie King, 750, 10 till 8, Traffic Now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member, talking about the Sidney Torres, Ivy Waste, Troy Henry dust up with the French Quarter cleaning contracts. Freddie, I was talking about before the break with the request for proposals, with Sidney Torres really over-delivering on what it is that he had to do, right, that it was called for in a contract, or no?
Yes, that's what we're doing. Like I said, pressure washing the streets. 7 days a week when it's required to do it 3 days a week, wiping the trash cans, scraping the gum off the street, doing a limit for a stint, really going above and beyond what the contract required. And that's what's needed. It's that level of service that's needed to keep the French Quarter, which is the economic engine for the city and the state. To keep it going, you need that level of service.
So when it comes to legalities of what the mayor decided to do, I guess it comes down to, did Mr. Henry default originally on the bid or on the contract when he wasn't able to deliver, and then next year it would be time for him to do this again? Or take me through the process, the legal process of this.
I don't want to speculate too much on the legal process and give false information. We will have a council meeting tomorrow. We will go in executive session and hear from our legal team to find out exactly where we stand, what can be done, what should be done. We will, myself and Councilmember Morrell, will have a joint governmental affairs and community development meeting on Monday to allow the community to weigh in, to get their side of it. Tommy, I want to say something. You said something last week, and I heard you. You said type 1 error. It made me research what a type 1 error is, and this is exactly a type 1 error. That's when you say something needs to be changed. It doesn't need to be changed, but in trying to change it, you waste time, you waste money, and you waste resources. That's what's happening here. This contract does not need to be changed. Everyone, I haven't received one person saying change this. But it's being changed, and as a result, we're wasting time, wasting money, wasting resources, and it shouldn't be. So my final comment is keep the contract as it is, listen to the people, listen to the businesses, and don't change anything.
Moving forward, would it be better to make the RFP require what Sidney Torres is doing now? If you want the contract, you're going to have
Absolutely.
To wipe down the garbage cans?
Absolutely. The level has been raised. We see what works. Whoever gets this contract moving forward, the RFP should say everything that's being done now needs to stay in place to keep the quarter immaculate as it is right now.
Thank you, Freddie. Appreciate your time as always. Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member. We'll take a break. Come back, talk to Ronald Surpass about crime. Then we're going to talk to an assistant professor at the LSU School of Kinesiology about Ryan Ramczyk retiring, knee injuries, and pro athletes and injuries and more. So stay tuned. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Back in a flash, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.